Hello, this is Brad Foreman with Peaks Podcast, reporting from the unbelievable Everest Base Camp. This is episode 54, season 4. You're going to hear some interesting background noise because I'm doing this podcast at our Punja Shrine in the middle of camp. It's the first day after 2 days of snow. A big storm hit. 10 to 12 inches of snow hit us, basically rendering base camp useless. No activity, no helicopters in and out. And now it's broken on the 22nd of April. It began on the 20th. And you can hear the Sherpas in the background laughing, sitting on a high perch above the other camps, laughing and enjoying. They're such a wonderful people. The big boss, as I call him, is here to inspire his troops. And he sits in the middle of the group, and they all rally behind him. It's magical. I have prayer flags representing the five different elements flying above me, and there is not a cloud in the sky, which is amazing after the blizzard that hit us over the last couple days. The storm has set us back a couple days. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But since our previous episode, well, firstly, before I get into all the activities here at Base Camp, thank you very much for listening to Peaks Podcast. Please make any comments you have on my podcast at any of your favorite podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, we're on them. And you can comment. Share my podcast with your friends and family. It's so cool up here in Everest Base Camp. An expedition of a lifetime. I'm doing this to inspire people to get out and get active. I'm also doing this for charity for kids in need. You can see my charity at Foreman7Project.org. Foreman7Project.org. So, what's been going on since my previous episode? The snowstorm, of course. Before the snowstorm hit, we did a great acclimatization hike to a peak to the, I believe it would be the south by southwest. And that was a pretty good day. We climbed about 18,500 feet, several miles to Kumari Base Camp 1, or Camp 1, I should say, above Base Camp, Kumari. Now, Kumari sits up, and it's a very picturesque peak. Because that big storm was moving in, I didn't really get a chance to get all the views. So we'll be hitting Kumari in the coming days. We bumped our schedule because of the snowstorm. So we'll talk about that. But firstly, let's discuss what's occurred since the previous podcast. We had the Kumari, and then before that, we did a really challenging day of skills training. Right about 100 yards below my camp here, there are the Kumba Glacier, and it's an amazing glacier, and that's where we do our training. There are just spires of solid ice raising up from the glacier. And what we did, well, what our guides did was set up an obstacle course and a vertical climb. So we did an obstacle course that ran maybe 100 yards. There was a vertical climb, then a traverse, leading from the traverse to another up glacier section, then another traverse, then a rappel down to some aluminum ladders. So this is the first time I've had an opportunity to train on the aluminum ladders. Very tricky with crampons. So we learned some really interesting techniques, and I felt super comfortable on the ladders actually afterwards. Then from the ladders, we went, did another vertical ascent and over to a rappel, a longer rappel, maybe 30 yards down an ice face. And then finishing up, well, then a nice climb, about 70, 80 degree ice climb with a rope, an ascender on a rope with our ice crampons using a point technique where you jam your points in and it's basically vertical. And that was challenging. I found myself at 17,500 vertical feet above sea level, gasping a little bit for air. So I learned a lot, and I built confidence during the skills training, but I did learn that I want to slow down a little bit, slow down and kind of pace myself. The ability's there, but you know, you don't want to rush it. When you start rushing things, you get winded, and there's a balance, a delicate balance between getting up successfully and not being tired. So I have to find that happy medium, and I think that's one of the most important things that came out of my skill training today. We did a couple hours in the morning and then a couple hours in the afternoon, and it was probably the most exhausted I've been the entire trip. I slept really well that night. I think it was, you know, the new terrain, the elevation, you know, and some basically learning some new skills. So I'm looking forward. Actually, today we're going to do our second skills training. So we'll be back on the ice after lunch. Day 18. It's very interesting up here. You know, after several days at EBC, I feel quite comfortable. Two nights ago, I had my best night's sleep ever. I woke up refreshed, and gosh, there's no feeling like waking up rested at 17,005. That means the acclimatization is working. Usually 17,500, you know, on Kili or one of the other peaks that I've been honored to climb, I'd be feeling it pretty heavily. But in this case, I'm now acclimatized here, I feel. So we have a couple more days. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on. When I did my last podcast, I think I mentioned that there was a rescue. One of the most dangerous parts of the... Everest is looking right down at me now. One of the most dangerous aspects of the climb is the ice falls. The ice falls is right in front of me, and it's crazy beautiful, but also it looks intimidating. It's a very steep and rugged mass of ice. You'll be able to see the Kumba Ice Falls on my website, www.peakspodcast.rocks. That's peakspodcast.rocks. When I get back, I'll be posting some crazy pictures of this ice falls. The ice falls is just a section that haven't been in yet, but it's reputed as dangerous, 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 and the day of my last podcast, there was a Sherpa rescue, one of the Seracs. A Serac is a high ice feature. And one of the Seracs collapsed and broke a Sherpa's leg. So the Sherpas take this very serious, and it's, you know, it's crazy dangerous. So we'll be practicing. Actually, tomorrow we're going to go up into the ice falls, I think. Well, no, I think maybe in 2 days we're going to go up into the ice falls. Tomorrow we're going to go back up and do Kamari because it's got a nice steep pitch and we get elevation quick. So let me give you a snapshot of where we're at today on our scheduling. Today is the 22nd, and we will be advancing to Camp 1 through the ice falls, leaving at midnight, tentatively on the 26th of April. The 27th and 28th, we'll spend at Camp 1 acclimatizing. Then the 28th, we will move to Camp 2. 29th and 30th, we will do day hikes and acclimatization at Camp 2. And then we'll return back on May 1st to EBC. Now remember, I mentioned earlier, rigid flexibility. This could change and probably will change on a day-to-day basis. Let me talk a little bit about something that's going on in base camp. Yesterday, we heard that that wonderful publication, the New York Times, printed some hearsay story that there's and visiting them and then acclimatizing and then coming back. So the first rotation begins on the 26th. That's what I explained previously. I didn't really know much about these rotations until getting here, but they are the critical aspect of making a successful expedition. The way it's explained to me is that the first one probably will be the most difficult, and by our third one we'll be, you know, really in good shape for the summit push. In the background you can hear that helicopter landing. There's a helipad right over near the princess camp of Bahrain, and so the helipad is just beyond the princess camp, which is next to ours. So it is quite active. I heard there, well, who knows what's going on over there, but there's a lot of activity. Each camp basically is self-sufficient. They have teams, and they've done this many times and have their own systems. Our system has been proven and tried over many, many years. And as I reported previously, our team is exceptional. some of the best Sherpas on the mountains, if not the best. So we're getting ready today. Well, I did my wash on a more grassroots level. You know, I don't have anybody do my wash. I wash them myself in a big pot, I guess you'd call it. They fill up with warm water, so I get all my undergarments. Keeping clean here is a challenge. You know, there's no washing machines and such. So you get in there and you put some soap in the hot water and scrub your clothes. Then you rinse them out. Then you get another bucket of water and then you rinse them. And now they're drying on the top of my tent. Today being such a nice day, you want to take advantage of every sunlit hour when you get them like this. Yesterday, our cook tent, or dining tent, was 15, 18 degrees. Today, it might be 60 with the solar warming inside of it. So, it just feels wonderful to have this warm-up. Yesterday was pretty cold, and it has an effect on the attitudes in camp. You know, it's a delay. You know, it's going to cause, when you get a snowfall like we had, you know, it's going to cause some very dangerous avalanches throughout the routes. So we have to be a little bit more cautious. And being my first time, I'll report what I see. I haven't seen an increase in avalanches yet, but I think with the sun, they'll probably start happening this afternoon. Anyhow, we appreciate you listening. This is Season 4 Everest Expedition. We're hoping to tentatively summit Everest in the latter part of May. This is the latter part of April, so we still have a strong month ahead of us of training, and things are going well. Things are going really well, and we got a good team. The team's working well together. The Sherpas are excellent. One thing I will mention, we don't have any Wi-Fi because of storms and some technical problems with Everest Link. That's interesting because a lot of us have grown dependent on it over the years. And so we're unable to take care of a lot of things back home, but we're making do. And I'll be uploading this podcast once we do have connectivity to a Wi-Fi through Everest Link. Right now, my communication is limited to my inReach. So I can get messages of 140 characters off to loved ones and friends and family. So that's working well. So we're not completely isolated up here in this mountain paradise. So until my next podcast, this is podcast 54, season 4, Peaks Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoy this, please share it with your friends and family. And remember, get out there and enjoy the outdoors. I have views around me 360 that are awesome. And I think you can find these from wherever you're at when you get outside and enjoy the outdoors. Take care and good day. We'll